What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where it's about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color have made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on? And returning co-host, we have Daniel Acevedo.
All right, let's go.
What's going on? So definitely continue to tune in throughout the week. So Monday, Tuesday, our topics. Wednesday, discussion. Thursdays will be Ask CISSP. This one should be Chelsea Pierre, the returning guest to the show. We've had her on at least on two CISSP shows, but she's also host of the week. So definitely go back and look at all that good stuff and all of her initiatives. But then if you have not already, please look at last week's Ask CISSP with Kane McGladry. He is the field CISO at Hyperproof. It was really good. Talk about the future of GRC, AI, and what it can do and what it shouldn't be doing, as well as just the future of the role of CISO, because it's becoming very litigious. The SEC is becoming very aggressive, so it's a really good conversation. Definitely tune in for that one. And then Fridays, everything else. So movies, books, games, all that good stuff. But without further ado, I'll give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this article comes from Medium.com, written by Lex Crumpton and Charles Clancy. And so the title of this one is Advanced Cyber Threats Impact Even the Most Prepared. And the most prepared they're talking about here is MITRE. Okay, so MITRE, for those of you that don't know, they run heavy when it comes to, you know, DOD, some of the three letters that are out there, you know, their organizations. They're very heavy in D.C. Like if you go to D.C. area, you know, they got a big, strong foothold in there. But what's happening here is that this article actually comes out and talks about how they actually got hacked, right? How they had a cybersecurity incident, I'll say, right? And these are guys that they're very big in the cybersecurity. So this just proves what we've said before. Anybody can get got. Like it's not one of these things where there's a 100% solution out there if you're going to be online doing it. I guess if you're not online, if you're like Ted Kaczynski out in a shack somewhere, you know, being the Unabomber, I guess you're safe then. But make sure you don't have a phone or anything on you, because you can still get got that way. But what I like about this, and what I like that happened here, is they go into everything when it comes down to the incident overview, the attack techniques, the response efforts they did, and the reason for this, the reason that this is put out there, and the reason that it's good is because this is how people learn. This is one of those things where if someone as mighty as MITRE, that was not an intentional play on words, but as mighty as MITRE, can get got, them coming out with a lesson saying, hey, these are the techniques they use, this is how they did it, this is how we went about recovering from it. They go into all of this in this article, right, and talk about it. So the fact that it wasn't hidden, because we've done articles before where we see that some of these companies will try to hide stuff, or they'll try to pretend like it's not as serious as it was, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we were attacked, but it wasn't this, and then give us some time, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got somebody out there like, nah, I got the receipts, man, like, here it is right here, you know what I mean? I put it all out there. But I like to see things like this, and I think more companies should do this, right? MITRE, I don't think they're going to fall anytime soon. Like, they have such a big foothold when it comes to what they do. I don't think they're going to fall anytime soon, but the fact that they're like, hey, this is how this happened, this is what happened, this is how we can all do better, that's what I like about what they've done here. But Daniel, what's your thoughts on this, man?
No, it's great points there. And Ryan, we talked about this kind of last week with Roku, right? They got owned, and how they kind of disclosed and went about it. I said, you know, to kind of affect their stock price, right? And kind of affect their outlook in the public. But a company like MITRE, which is like, honestly, industry leading, right? They're the go-to, one of the big go-tos for cyber. If people don't know who MITRE is, like, they do the MITRE attack, which is all the TTPs for all these kind of persistent threat actors. So the methodologies, like whether it's lateral movement, you know, how they maintain persistence within the network, all that kind of stuff. MITRE's at the forefront of disclosing all that stuff, creating indicators of compromise and all that kind of good stuff that you can tie into your threat analysis or threat intelligence platforms within an industry. As well as like all the CVEs that go into the scanning of malware, antivirus, all that stuff. MITRE is like the go-to for all that kind of stuff. So I would be really surprised if they're publicly disclosed and like their stock would take a dip, because I kind of mentioned this last week as well, like another company last year, I don't know if it's CrowdStrike or one of the other companies, had a similar situation, but they did the same thing. They disclosed everything and they kind of like dipped a little bit, but then it went back up or stayed even, right? So you can learn a lot from this article. It goes over everything, how the hackers got into the network through a zero day, how they moved laterally, what they did to move laterally, and then what they did to maintain persistence and then execute the vulnerability. It's a really great article to read through. You know, I think we'll see, and it's nothing new, right? Like these zero days, that's how they gained access or initially through Ivanti. Zero days is such a hard thing to prepare for, right? Because even the best endpoint protection or tools you have within your industry, if a zero day is sophisticated enough and you're not using heuristics, even the best heuristics sometimes won't even pick it up, right? So no matter what you do with this type of attack, it's almost impossible to prevent it. But, you know, it's MITRE did everything right here. They even brought a third-party consultant in. Why would you do that? Obviously, they have to prove that there's nothing internally that caused the attack as well. And also, they need to go to court, and they use that third party as well for the forensics part of it to disclose, like, due diligence and due process, right? So, I mean, it's like a class act from them, right? And they'll be fine after this. But that's my thoughts. What do you think, Ryan?
You know, perfect timing. As you can see, I sneezed my headset off. I'm dying over here. The PC keeps crashing. I got the allergies are kicking my butt. Please like, share, subscribe. It's the only way I can afford allergy medicines. If you patronize our site, you can prevent my itchy eyes. No, not Thursdays. Please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. We're trying to get up to 500 subs by May, June timeframe, and then 1,000 by the end of the year. With that type of reach, we could do more with the channel, and they could start paying us for the ads they're running for free right now. So we can do some profit sharing, YouTube, because we have to have 1,000 subs, 4,000 watch hours. So do all the things, like, share, subscribe. But with the MITRE article, like, so I'm glad, like, Daniel shared this with us, because I've talked about it in the past. I think it was me, Shannon, and Chris, actually, about CISA also falling to the Ivanti zero day, right? It impacted the entire federal government. That's what zero days do. So the best you can do is hopefully find it before the bad guys find it. Through whatever, like Google bug threat hunting, things of that nature, the attackers make a mistake and identify themselves sooner rather than later. In this case, they were in the systems for quite a while, but as soon as CISA figured it out, they gave, I think it was like a 48-hour notice. Like, if you have any Ivanti gear, you will shut it down immediately. And that's what took place. So I think I like the transparency. So, like, we didn't learn a lot through CISA at the time. However, this MITRE article, like you said, breaks everything down, especially in the incident overview, where it actually goes into, like, this is the equipment, here's the zero day. Like Daniel said, here's how they move laterally. This is how they were able to, you know, do what they did with our VM systems and things of that nature. So, very good. Like, if anything, MITRE is always a teacher in the industry. Like, so, if anybody's going to disclose and break it down properly, it's going to be them. I first started to pay attention to MITRE, not only because the Department of Defense, you see them all over the place, but it was the kill chain, right? Learning the MITRE kill chain was part of the, like, just learning how security worked, learning how reconnaissance and how the bad guys get a foothold and they move from there. So it's always really cool. It's a sexy title, right? Like, call it the kill chain. Like, oh man, I like that. They've just been always cutting edge and leading the industry. So just even within this, like, right in their disclosure, it's like, okay, we're not going to just say we were hit. We're going to break it down so that way everyone can learn from this. We're going to run a clinic on it. So we get better as well as we teach you through our lesson, so to speak. So I greatly appreciate it. And it's an awesome article. You find on Medium, and it's posted elsewhere as well. So definitely check that out. And I'll attach it in the description as well.
Interesting. It's interesting because I forgot to mention too, like, the last time MITRE got hit was about this scale was 15 years ago, which led them internally to create the MITRE ATT and CK, which is used kind of like industry wide, right? So it's kind of curious to see what they'll develop from this, because like you said, they're like the teachers in the industry for this kind of stuff, right? And it kind of goes to show like this company going 15 years without a compromise of this size for a company in their position. It kind of says a lot of how good they really are in this field. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they develop from here.
Right.
From this attack, like new methodologies and these kind of things. So it's really interesting.
And like you said, they've been, you know, industry leading for so, right? So for them, it's not like they haven't been a target before now.
No, yeah.
Like you mentioned, like CVEs, when you go up and look up those CVEs, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this is it. Like, there are several companies that are using that, you know, to do their antivirus and things of that nature. You know what I mean?
It's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy because if you think you're not going to be attacked or you're not exposed, like what got exposed? Avanti, one of the leading industries world, like for, you know, scanning, antivirus, all that kind of stuff. And right. then laterally into VMware, which is one of the largest industry leading in the cloud and, you know, hypervisors and that kind of stuff too. So like these are things that almost every industry uses, right? So yeah, go read this article.
Yeah, you're exactly.
Yeah, if you're in this space, go read this article because you probably have this equipment and you need to patch some stuff right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, so it's written by Lex Crumpton. So I now follow her on Medium is where I got the article from. That's the one that Daniel shared. And she is a writer for MITRE Ingenuity. She works for MITRE, I believe. I need to go follow her on LinkedIn as well. But excellent article. It really breaks it down. I think it's like a 7-minute read. Again, I believe you guys are right. Like, not only cutting edge, leading, they're teaching, but like new methodology will come out of this as well. So, so there's always a silver lining to these things. You just have to hopefully the right people get hit, right? People who care. So MITRE cares, as opposed to some other third party just like, eh, yeah. Unplug it, plug something else in. You know, no lessons learned there. So definitely continue to tune in, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Again, you can find us on pretty much all the social platforms, either under The Other Side of the Firewall, The Other Side of the FW, or Ask CISSP. You can find me personally. I'm on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Threads, kind of Twitter. I'm not going to call it X, and what is it? Medium, LinkedIn articles for every episode, as well as a newsletter once a week. And then where can they find you, Daniel?
LinkedIn probably for this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Definitely. There you go.
My name, just find me.
Right, right. You can only find Shannon in the real life. It's the only place you're going to find Shannon.
And don't just show up unannounced. I'm just telling you that right now. Just show up unannounced, right?
There it is. But yeah, continue to tune in, all that good stuff. Again, please like, share, subscribe. Stay safe. Stay secure.